Ireland, Norway and Spain have announced they will formally recognise a Palestinian state from the 28th of May. Hamas and its rival, the Palestinian Authority, have welcomed the recognition. Israel reacted angrily, warning the move would mean more instability in the region. In the past hour, their foreign minister called the decision a gold medal to terrorists. We'll get more reaction from Palestinians here shortly and talk with Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin. Caoimhe de Barr from the charity Troker is here and we'll get her assessment too. But first, to this morning's announcements by the Norwegian and Spanish Prime Ministers and the Taoiseach.
Det kan ikke bli fred.
There can be no peace in the Middle East without both the Palestinians and the Israelis having their own states, in other words, without a two-state solution. You can't have a two-state solution without a Palestinian state. In other words, peace in the Middle East is not possible without a Palestinian state.
Next Tuesday, on the 28th of May, we'll, at cabinet meeting, recognize the state of Palestine. We are going to recognize the state of Palestine for many reasons, which I can summarize in three words: peace, justice, and logic.
To the people of Palestine, at one of their darkest hours, we in Ireland see you, we recognize you, we respect you. We will continue to work so that you and your children's children can have the better future you deserve, and so that one day Palestinian children and Israeli children can live side by side in peace and security.
That's the Taoiseach Simon Harris at government buildings this morning. Our reporter Kieran Dineen has been speaking to some Palestinians living here to get their reaction to the announcement.
My name is Wasim Shper. I'm Palestinian and living here in Ireland for the last 5 years. Ireland's decision shows that our identity and our dreams for a peaceful future actually matter. Personally, this recognition fills me with pride and hope. It reminds me that the world has not forgotten about us. And there are countries that support our right and right to live freely and securely.
I am Maryam Mofid. As a Palestinian who was born in Ireland, in Tralee, I'm deeply moved by Ireland's recognition of the state of Palestine. This decision gives hope to many Palestinians who are experiencing now the most brutal genocide in modern history. I'm proud of my Irish roots and grateful to see my birth country standing in solidarity with my homeland.
My name is Zach Haniya. I came from Gaza about 2 weeks ago. I believe this is a long overdue decision, but we as a Palestinians, we feel really good about, in a way, to say to the Palestinian, we recognize you as a human being deserving a place, deserving a state. And that's very important message to us.
My name is Mahmoud El-Soussi. I have been living here in Ireland for almost 5 years. We hope this this recognition would encourage other countries to also recognize Palestine and to help towards achieving a just and peaceful solution to our case. And we hope that this, hoping to hopefully to stop the war that is currently being there and hopefully moving towards a peaceful era.
That's Mahmoud El-Soussi ending that report from Kieran Dineen. Earlier we spoke to the Taoiseach and Foreign Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin. I began by asking him why this announcement was made now.
I think fundamentally because the programme for government had laid out that we would do it, and timing was an issue there. But we've been working with Arab partners in the region who've been developing a peace initiative. And they've presented that to the United States. They will be presenting that framework to the European Union next weekend. And on May the 10th, there was a significant vote in the United Nations, in the General Assembly, in respect of admitting Palestine to the United Nations in terms of full membership. And that was overwhelmingly passed. And we feel, as part of the Arab Peace Initiative, as part of a fillip to the Palestinians, that the world is watching and the world is prepared to recognize it as a state. It has a defined permanent population. In the United Nations and the United Nations Security Council for decades has recognized the borders of such a Palestinian state. And we believe, in the context of what has to happen in the aftermath of the terrible war in Gaza, which is a political track, that we indicating our recognition of a Palestinian state would add and support that Arab peace initiative. Recognition is a factor in it.
The Israeli ambassador to Ireland says, quote, this decision brings more questions than answers, especially regarding its timing. Unilateral gestures such as this will do nothing for either Palestinians or Israelis. We can only resolve our differences through bilateral negotiation. Just as in Ireland's case, political steps cannot be imposed. Recognition raises many questions, such as what is meant by Palestine. What does it mean for Gaza, since Hamas, who control it, are bitter rivals of the Palestinian Authority? How will this help the people of Gaza under Hamas's rule? Most importantly, one must question the timing of this announcement in the midst of a war that Hamas launched. How do you respond, particularly to those questions on timing?
Well, fundamentally, I've answered that, and I've consistently said to Israel and to Israeli government that we want to empower moderation. Israel's strategy and approach over many, many years now has empowered extremism. And I made this point to the ambassador that there was a time when Israel facilitated significant funding to Hamas via other, I mean, not Israeli funding, but funding from Qatar and other, and elsewhere. And that's been well commented upon. And we need to empower moderation in Palestine. And that would be my fundamental response. But I do accept the need for negotiations and discussions. But I would point out that there had been discussions and negotiations between the Palestinian Authority, Jordan, Egypt, and Israel in Aqaba and in Sharm el-Sheikh early in 2023. Those agreements were not fulfilled or adhered to by Israel, it has to be said. And so therefore negotiations are important, because the only way we can have peace, and Israelis and Palestinians living harmoniously side by side, is through agreed political resolution of this, and then supported by the international community in terms of the reconstruction of Gaza. When we recognise a state, we don't recognise the government of the day. We recognise the state in terms of a permanent population of people, in terms of defined borders, and in this case it's the 1967 borders, which is a defined territory involving Gaza, the West Bank, and with the capital of both an Israeli state and a Palestinian state being in Jerusalem.
Yes, but your government are recognising a state, part of which is governed by a terrorist organisation, recognised as one by the EU, and another part by an authority mired in corruption and lacking any power. Do you accept that?
We accept states all over the world whose form of governance, whose approach we don't agree with. And that's a fact. But in our view, and clearly in the aftermath of this war, the sense generally is that there will be a technocratic government established in Gaza to ensure proper governance of Gaza in the interim period. And that would be a significant interim period. Already the Palestinian Authority has reformed. I spoke yesterday to the new Prime Minister, Mohammed Mustafa. He has an ambitious program of reform in respect of both the administration of the West Bank and indeed of Gaza. And I've spoken to the Jordanian Foreign Minister yesterday. Jordan and Egypt, they believe recognition is an important factor in terms of the peace initiative that they so earnestly need and desire, because of course this war on Gaza is causing an escalation and destabilization of the entire region, and people are very, very worried and concerned about it. And as part of their initiative, they feel recognition is important because it does empower moderation.
Hamas agree that it's important. Hamas said this morning in a statement, these successive recognitions by Ireland and other EU countries are the direct result of this brave resistance and the legendary steadfastness of the Palestinian people. Do you agree with Hamas?
Absolutely not. And in fact, we have supported sanctions against Hamas. As members of the European Union, we've been strong advocates of sanctions against Hamas. We've condemned Hamas. I've condemned their barbarity in terms of the October 7th attack. I've said to Hamas, I haven't spoken to them, but we've called publicly for the unconditional release of hostages. And they are listed, and Ireland has listed them as members of the European Union as a terrorist organization. We're very clear in that regard. And I have met regularly with the Palestinian Authority, who have renounced violence and who are pursuing a non-violent approach to the resolution of this, and who have recognized the state of Israel. These are all bottom lines for us in respect of our approach to the issues of the region. We do not see the entire resolution of this through the prism of Hamas at all. And our view is a military solution is not the way out of this. A political solution is the only way out of this.
And there are many who would argue that Palestinian statehood should be anchored in a deal negotiated with Israel, a process which looks non-existent right now. Did you discuss this move with Israel?
Yes, when I was there in September, sorry, when I was there in October, I met with the Israeli foreign minister, then foreign minister. I met with the Israeli government, I met the president, I met the prime minister of Israel. They don't like the Irish approach, haven't liked it for a long time.
And you told them we were going to do that. Ireland was going to do this.
No, sorry. In terms of recognition, I have sought conversations with the president, minister of foreign affairs. Haven't been successful in securing those. But we did alert the ambassador that we were going to do this. It's an important for government, and
but it wasn't something you had discussed with Israel, no.
Well, we have discussed with Israel. Yes, we've communicated with Israel, and they oppose it. They don't agree with it.
Ireland is now one of many EU states which recognise Palestine, just over 140 UN members who recognise Palestinian statehood. If Palestine is going to be recognised at UN Security Council 11, it's going to need the backing of the US. The Palestinian ambassador on Morning Ireland today called on Ireland to use its influence with the US. Will you push, will you call on the US to recognise Palestine?
I think we've already had engagement with the United States, and there are particular legal and legislative dimensions to the United States that don't apply here or elsewhere across Europe, which would have impacts in terms of United States humanitarian support to Palestinians, which is the largest in the world in terms of its contributions on the humanitarian side. But we believe that Palestine should be admitted as full members to the United Nations. I wouldn't overstate our influence. I mean, there's very strong views within the United States on this question. We can see that in terms of how the politics of the United States develops and evolves. That's a reality. There, many member states in Europe have different perspectives on this question. I think we all have to accept the bona fides of each other in terms of how we see the resolution of this.
That's Tánaiste the Micheál Martin speaking to us a short time ago. For more on the story, we're joined in our studio by the CEO of the charity Trócaire, Caoimhe de Barra. Thank you very much for coming into us today. You've welcomed this recognition by the Irish government. Why? What difference will it make?
Well, we do believe that this is very important. This is a very significant step in the overall landscape of achieving a just peace in Palestine and in Israel. What this recognition will do is it will make sure that it's very clear to the state of Israel and to the Palestinians that Ireland supports a two-state solution. And this has become increasingly important over the past 8 months as Palestinian land has, in escalating waves, been given over to settlements. This is really, really problematic because the less land there is for Palestinians to occupy, the less likelihood there is of a successful negotiation around a two-state solution. So the fact of recognising the state of Palestine creates a more equal playing field between Palestine and Israel when it does come to those long-term solutions and negotiations.
A coastal strip under the control of a terrorist organisation and an occupied territory under an authority mired in corruption and lacking the support of its people. What is the state that Ireland is recognising here?
Ireland is recognising the legitimate right of Palestinians to self-determination. That was first voted upon in the UN General Assembly in 1974. So this is legitimate. It's a fundamental human rights. Governance changes over time. Certainly there will be changes that will need to happen over time. But for the moment, the principle of recognition of the right to self-determination is key.
Israel has questioned the timing, as we've been hearing, in the middle of a brutal war. They're finding it hard to divorce this move from what's happening there right now. Can you understand that?
I think Israel is conflating support with Hamas with this decision to recognise the state of Palestine, which is completely untrue and unfair. And I do think that it's important to restate what the Taoiseach has said about the fact that this will give strength to the moderates on both sides who are trying to achieve a lasting and just solution. I think it's also extremely important to continue to recognise the right to self-determination because that's fundamental to achieving a result which is positive for both sides.
Can you tell us about the presence that the Trócaire have in Gaza at the moment and what workers there are telling you?
Trócaire has been working in Palestine, including Gaza, for 22 years. We've got four partner organisations and colleagues on the ground in Gaza. The situation there is horrendous and it is getting worse. For almost 3 weeks now, since the 6th of May, the border crossings at Rafah and Kerem Shalom, where all of the aid was coming through, have been completely closed. The number of trucks coming through the border is under 40 in the last 2.5 weeks. And therefore, what that means is that the UN has decided as of today to suspend all of its operations in Rafah. It can no longer run a humanitarian operation in southern Gaza. Northern Gaza, central Gaza and Rafah are under constant bombardment. The situation is extremely dangerous, so our colleagues are finding it virtually impossible to deliver any form of humanitarian assistance, particularly in the last 2.5 weeks, because there is no access to food, to clean water or to other essential humanitarian supplies.
The pier that's been operated by the Americans, is that making any difference at all?
Unfortunately, the pier is not helping an awful lot right now. So to date, the number of trucks that have come off the pier is extremely low, and they have not been able to distribute a single item of relief from those trucks. And the reason is because the insecurity is so high. It's extremely dangerous for trucks to travel anywhere in Gaza, both because of bombardment, but also because you have extremely hungry, desperate people who will try and intercept any aid truck that they can find for logical reasons. So not all of the trucks that have come off, and there was only 21 of them in total that came off that pier, have been offloaded at a warehouse, and not a single item has been distributed. What needs to happen is the land borders need to open urgently. That's the only way to get anything like adequate aid into Gaza.
The scenario that you're describing is very divorced from the kind of announcements that we would have heard this morning about a two-state solution and recognition of statehood. How is this going to end, in your view?